life, Lord. This morning we receive that freedom that comes, Lord, in your joy. Yes, Lord. Heaven touching earth. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we praise you this morning. We praise you at noontime. We praise you in the evening, Lord. We come to praise you today. We come to praise you and lift up your name, Lord. We come to praise you and lift up your name. We come to seek you out. We come to make our hearts known to you, Father, and let your love be made known to us, Lord. We come to seek you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I wanted to share with you for a few minutes. I don't know what all I'll share because... But God is good. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, there's something that God is doing, and what He's doing is He's creating an atmosphere of faith. And one of the things in our atmosphere of faith, because I was asking Him, Lord, how do I learn to receive, Lord? What else do I need to know? Because, you know, we've all heard lots of things over the years. If you've been a Christian very long, they're always talking to you about receiving by faith. But I wanted to know, Lord, how do I receive by faith? What's the key to me to receive by faith? And see, one of the things that He's doing, even in the atmosphere this morning, because something He was stirring in me was just releasing this joy that I released with a few of you. Because there's something about joy that begins to overwhelm a situation. See, when joy comes through, joy is like the breaker anointing. See, joy will come and it will break off all that it costed your mind. It breaks off all the oppressions and the heaviness. It breaks off all those things that the enemy has been trying to put upon you because it cuts through. See, joy will cut through. Joy doesn't necessarily mean you have to be laughing and full of mirth. Joy can just be, in the reality, I was in joy this morning and I was just crying my eyes out. But it was joy. Because see, there was a joy that was rising up within me, and with that joy comes a hope, and that hope rises up within you. Because see, joy doesn't look to the distraction, joy doesn't look to the problem, joy looks to the Savior and the salvation. Joy is recognizing that Savior and that salvation in you. Joy is recognizing that not only that He's there, but that His sufficiency is good for you. That His sufficiency is enough for you. Because as you recognize that His sufficiency is enough, then there's a place that you can step into. Because now I can step into the place called faith. Because those things that were holding me back, suddenly the breaker already cut it off. The breaker already broke through on your behalf. The breaker of joy came through and said, hey, now everything else has got to come to the side because I have got control on this one. So there's something that the Lord wants to do. So recognize it as you pursue joy. There are some people, I mean, like Sharon, she's just always bubbling forth and whatnot, but there's a joy that can happen even in us composed Christians. Okay? Us composed Christians. We're composed, aren't we, girl? We don't have all those external things going on, but I can tell you, joy can rise up in your soul. Joy can rise up in your soul. And you may not have the external things going on, but joy can rise up. And when joy rises up, it's going to cut through that thing that was holding you back. It's going to cut through. It's going to lay the axe at the root of the problem. It's going to lay the axe at the root of the problem, Lynn. It's going to lay the axe at the root of everything that the enemy has tried to put into your life. Whether it was by your own decision or whether it was by some external decision that the enemy just said, hey, I'm going to make it really tough for them today. The axe was laid at the root by joy. By joy. See, joy is your strength for a reason. Because joy comes straight out of the presence of heaven. Joy is the presence of heaven made available to you. It's made available to you as the echo of heaven is made available to you. Now the faith of heaven begins to rise up within you. Because see, it answers that echo of heaven. Faith answers the echo of heaven through joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So all that is something that the Lord is just wanting to stir in you, an expectancy for His joy. an expectancy for a decision, expectancy for a revision of your thinking, expectancy for a decision to enter into His joy, an expectancy for that revision of the old way of thinking and standing in the place of agreement with the oppression and the depression and entering into joy. Because see, unfortunately, well, a lot of times we come into an agreement with the enemy. When we go into self-pity, when we go into denial, we're coming into agreement with the enemy. Come on. I like that. So we recognize the operation of joy. We want to recognize that that's what the Lord sends before. See, that's the breaker. He's going to send forth those who are worshipers, the worshipers to announce and go before Him. Well, that's because He's sending joy before Him. He's sending joy before His victory. See, the victory is released in joy. Victory is released in joy. And when you begin to understand and see that the joy is bringing forth victory, now joy becomes significant. It becomes significant. So ask Him for His joy. And say, I'm tired of looking at the circumstance, Lord. I'm tired of coming in agreement with my circumstance. But Lord, I want to come into agreement with joy. I want to come into agreement with destiny. I want to come into agreement with the victory that You've already given to me. Hallelujah. 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 For God, we just give You all praise, Lord. We give You all praise, Lord. We give You all praise for the joy You're putting in our life. We give You all praise, Father, for this breaker anointing that we receive through joy, the breaker anointing that we're receiving even now. Father, we thank You for the spiritual authority and the manifestation of that authority through joy. Manifestation of authority through joy. Manifestation of the Spirit. Manifestation of spiritual authority through joy. Because that's His strength. That's the very essence of heaven coming to touch your life, coming to reveal something to you and in you. See, joy is a great revealer of truth. It's a great revealer of the truth of salvation. It's a great revealer of the truth of His Word. It's a great revealer of the things that don't line up with the Word, because the things that aren't lining up with joy are being exposed through joy. That means if they're not lining up with joy, they're not lining up with heaven. They're not lining up with the assignment of heaven. And so therefore, it's being exposed by joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Lord, we just give You all praise for the joy, Father. We give You all praise for the joy, Father. For the salvation, Father, that comes through joy. Father, for the breaker that comes through joy. Father, for the receiving that comes through joy. For the opening of heaven that comes through joy. Father, for the announcements of heaven that come through joy. For the victories of heaven that come through joy. Father, we just give You praise today. Father, we receive it today. We receive it today. We receive it today. We receive it today, Father. We receive it, Father. We receive that joy, Father. We receive that announcement, Lord. We receive Your goodness, Father. Your magnified goodness, Father, that comes through joy, Father. That comes through joy, Father. That comes through joy, Father. We thank You, Father. Magnified joy. Magnified joy, Father, coming in the hearts, Father God. Magnified joy, Father, coming in the hearts, Father God. Magnified joy, Father, coming in. Father, victory, Father, being delivered. Victory being seen. Victory being experienced, Father. Magnified joy, Father, coming forth in their lives. Magnified joy coming forth in their lives. Magnified joy coming forth in their lives. Magnified joy, I'm enjoying this, coming forth in their lives. Magnified joy coming forth in their lives. Hallelujah, Father. Victory, Father, being released, Father God. Victory, Father, being released, Father God. Overcoming being released. Overcoming, Father, being released. Victory being released, Father. Freedom being announced, Father God. Freedom being announced, Father God. Freedom being announced by joy. Freedom being announced by joy. Freedom being realized by joy. Freedom, Father, overcoming by joy, Father. Thank You, Lord. Let Your overcomers, Father. Let Your overcomers, Father. Let Your overcomers recognize the joy in their life. Let Your overcomers recognize joy in their hearts and in their souls. Father, let us be stirred by the magnification of Your joy. Let us be stirred by the magnification of Your joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify You, Lord. We glorify You. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to You. Glory to You, Jesus. Father, I thank you for what you're saturating in our expectancy. Saturate our expectancy. Father, saturate, water the seed of the kingdom of God in us through joy. Water the seed of the kingdom in us through joy, Lord. Water the seeds of faith through joy. Water the seeds of resurrection life through joy, Lord. Water the resurrection life, Father. Father, bring forth the birthing through joy, Father. Through joy, Father. Because the announcement of heaven, Father, must come forth. The announcement of heaven must come forth, Father. The shifting of heaven must come forth, Father. The shifting of heaven must go forth, Lord. Manifestation, Father, must go forth by joy. Shadabalando. Father, we thank you. It's not just an emotion, Father. It's an act of your kingdom. It's an act of your kingdom, Father. Father, it's a position of your kingdom in our life. Father, we position ourselves in joy. We position ourselves in joy, Father. We position ourselves in the place of the kingdom, Father, through joy today. We position ourselves to receive, Father, through joy. We position in the breaker, Father, through joy. I want you to just lift up in your mind, just lift up whatever has come to assail you and just submit it to the joy. Whatever difficulty or obstacle, and tell it, submit it to the joy. Let the joy begin to overwhelm it and wash over it, wash through it. Let there be just an overwhelming washing, a watering of the seeds of faith, a washing of the situation, a washing of the torment through joy. Today is the day of faith. Today is the day of faith. Today is your day of faith. Today is the day of faith through joy.
I had a late meeting last night, and then it was a very charged meeting. But then when I got home, I just wanted to pray. And I still get up early, and I had an awesome time this morning, but I had a little lull in between. You know, so when he prayed for me, what was amazing was he was releasing joy to me, but I wasn't feeling joy. I was at that moment, I was really struggling. I wasn't feeling the free flow of the fountain. And so, and right when he was praying for me, I was not feeling it, but I received it by faith. Yeah. And all of a sudden, what's fascinating is just like if you release a healing anointing, you got to keep it and receive it. Healing is activated in your body, and it will manifest if you don't doubt. Well, all of a sudden, I was laying on the floor, and I felt this joy just rise up within me. And I never thought about joy overcoming, you know, the powers of darkness and being like a breaker anointing. But it's like a fountain. And he says that we're filled with all joy and peace in believing. We're abounding in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So when we have that joy, if we believe something, we're going to start, if we really believe, joy is going to be the indicator, the emotion saying that you really believe. Because you're not going to be all down and out. If you're really believing that it's going to happen, joy is like the exclamation point. It's done. It's finished. And with joy, we draw from the wells of salvation. So we're not created to live in oppression and depression. And until I had that experience being over there, I didn't realize that joy could be an anointing. I mean, like the healing anointing. And I felt such a revitalization. And I wanted to encourage you to meditate on a few scriptures that are in the frame of your world that I had meditated on over and over. Again, that my soul is a well-watered garden. I will not sorrow anymore at all. And anyways, there's a bunch of others. So that was so refreshing.
Amen. Amen. So, Father, pour out more joy. Pour out more joy. Pour it out. The reason this even started was because I saw something. I'm watching my son's puppy dog, right? And we have our dog, and our dog, man, he just, you know, he loves attention, and he'll just, you know, comes in, you come and he just rolls over and he just there, and he'll just soak it all up. But Rilo, the other one, man, when you start petting on him, I mean, he's this there, and he's rolling on the floor, and he's this there, and he's got the biggest grin on his face, man, and his tongue is hitting the floor as he's flopping around and enjoying himself, for every ounce of fiber in his body is enjoying himself. And he's just began to show and demonstrate the joy of being in the Master's presence. And when I saw that, I said, Lord, I'm challenged here. I'm challenged here, Lord. I'm challenged because I want to be that joy. I want to have that joy. And see, that was the thing I went to sleep with last night. Was, Lord, I want to have that joy. And this morning I woke up with the joy. That the joy. Hallelujah. Because there's something in there. Because see, He wants us to have and know that He desires for our attention. He desires, and He's willing to wait until we're ready. He's willing to wait until we'll present. Because when we'll present ourselves, it's all that He goes. He's just as joyful and more joyful about it than you are. Yes. The Word says He joys over us with singing. He joys over us with singing. That's awesome. That's awesome. He joys over us with singing. That changes something in you when you realize that. See, because when I first read that in the Word, I was like, what? That's not very manly. What do you mean joy over me? Man, I'm tough. I don't need that. What do you mean joy over me? He would wake me up and he'd say, I joy over you with singing. I joy over you with singing. I'm too tough for that. I joy over you with singing. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, I don't. I joy over you with singing. So He rejoices over us, and His rejoicing over us is catching, because eventually I was like, okay, God, I give. Because I want to receive that joy. I want to receive that joy. Because He wants us to rejoice in the place of joy. And it doesn't matter what we were going through, what we've been, or what our upbringing was, what our thoughts were, or what our belief system is. He says, all that's going to disappear in my joy. All that's going to be broken down in my joy, because the joy is the breaker anointing. The joy is a breaker anointing. And it will change your thought process. It will change your destiny. Think about it. Most of the things that have oppressed you, most of the things that have ever oppressed you, they don't stand up when joy comes. Not when God's joy comes. Not when God's joy begins to anoint you. Not when God's joy begins to change something in your life. And all it has to do is just change your outlook, and all of a sudden your circumstance changes too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jordan. Lord, I don't know how we pray from here, but we're going to. Yeah. Hallelujah. Joy, Father. Lord, we receive in your joy. Lord, we rejoice in your joy, Lord. We rejoice.
He's literally, we believe since we got born again. We counted ourselves believers because the Bible said we were believers after we had given our heart to Jesus. We believed, but He's brought us beyond that. We're in a place of receiving who He says we are. We're in a place to receive those precious promises. God's made precious promises to everyone in this room. You're carrying promises from heaven in your spirit, in your belly. And we are in a place of receiving those precious promises manifesting in Jesus' name.
Yes. It's a matter of choosing. It's a matter of choosing. Because remember what He said. He says, I'm giving you power over all the power of the enemy. When you make the power of choice to choose His joy, to choose His way, to choose His will, then that power, there's an authority that's delivered to you in that choice. There's an authority that's delivered to you because you chose to receive what He wanted you to receive. When you choose to receive what He wants you to receive, it has the power to break every assignment of the enemy. Everything that the enemy tries to blow up in your life, it doesn't matter anymore because He's given you authority over it. It's given you authority. It's a practical authority. It's not just something that you hold on and works in a prayer room, but it doesn't work outside. No, it's practical. That joy will change your environment. That joy will change your situation. That joy will change your thought process. And as it changes your thought process, it changes everything else around you. There's a joy that happens.
It's a place called done. And when we decree His promises, the revelation in our hearts, like LaRue was teaching a couple weeks ago, when we start doing that and His joy comes, we know that we're in a place called done. Yes. And joy is a spiritual force just like love is. I never thought of that before today. And worship brings in that spiritual force that shatters the strongholds in anything separating us from His promises that He's already given us. We have authority to receive it, to receive in a place called done the promises He's already spoken to us. They're seed form in our hearts.
Amen. 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 We got one more here, and then I want to just, we'll pray just briefly here.
He says, position yourself like Jehoshaphat. Position yourself and just begin to drink of me, beloved. Like, why do you put it off like tomorrow and it has to be a just big old service that you drink of me? It's now. It's now is the time to drink deep of my joy. It's available for you today. He wants you to just drink of His joy. Just drink it in. It's your portion. It's the kingdom of God. It's joy. It's righteousness. It's peace. It's here for us. So just drink of your joy. Drink of His joy to be refreshed and refilled, and just to where you go out as a shining light today. Today is a day of refreshing. Drink. Be refreshed. Be restored in this place. Be just refreshed with the drinking. He says, oh, drink deep of me. It's free. It's already been provided from the cross. It's the finished work. It's already done concerning you. So drink. Don't worry. Don't fret. It's already done concerning your family. Don't fret. Don't fret. Don't worry. I already made provision for you. Just drink deep of me. Drink of my laughter. Drink of my joy. Drink of my just joy for you. Just drink deep. It's our portion. This is our inheritance. This belongs to us. Like little children, we're to drink and trust Him. We can trust Him. We can just trust Him.
Yes, yes, yes. Father, we come because, Lord, we are seeing and acknowledging, Lord, how badly You want us to be with You. How freely and openly, Father, You want us to be with You, Lord. And Lord, You've given this, Father, this gift called joy. And Lord, today we receive the gift called joy, Father. Today we receive the gift called joy, Father, to come into Your presence. The gift called joy, Father, to deal with our situations, Father. The gift called joy, Father, to deal with the oppression and the compression, Father God. And I thank You, Father, we receive Your joy today. We receive, Father, the announcement and the infilling of Your joy. We receive with it the infilling of Your victory, Father God. The announcement of heaven, Father God. The announcements of heaven, Father, we receive them into our spirit today. We receive it into our spirit today, Lord. We come to You freely, Lord, because You have given us, Father, a pathway into You called joy. You've given us a pathway into heaven called joy, Father, for it is a release of heaven that comes to earth for us, Lord. We receive this place called joy. We receive, Father, the fullness of joy, Father, for the spirit of mourning. We receive this fullness of joy, Father, for all the heaviness, Father. We receive the spirit of joy, Father, to come into You. Because it was Your desire for us to come to You. That You refresh us, Father. That we are as a watered garden, Father, whose streams, Father, will not fail, whose waters will not fail. They will not disappoint, Father. They will not be like a mirage, Father, whose streams, Father, will always have life, will always deliver fullness, Father, through this thing called joy. Father, through the spiritual force of joy, we receive that spiritual force of joy, Father God. We receive the spiritual authority called joy, Lord. We let joy rise up within us. We let joy rise up within us. We let joy rise up within us. We let joy rise up, bubble forth in joy. We bubble forth in joy, Father. We bubble forth in joy. Victory, Father, comes forth in joy. Victory comes forth in joy, Father. We come forth in joy, Father. Joy rises up within us, Lord. Joy overwhelms and rushes over, Father, as a stream rushes over the rocks, Father. It rises up within us. It bursts forth within us. Joy bursts forth the vision of life. Joy bursts forth a vision of hope. Joy bursts forth a vision in hope, Father. We receive the hope, Father, that is given to us in joy. We receive the hope, Father, given to us and expressed through joy. We receive the manifestation of power and authority expressed in joy. We enter in with you, Lord. Lord, we know and we receive the joy that comes from standing in your presence even now, Lord. We stand in your presence in this joy. We renounce your presence in this joy. We announce that presence, Father, over us, in us, and with us. In us and with us, Father, by joy. Father, we receive it with joy. We receive your presence with joy. We receive your strength, Father, that comes with your presence and your joy. We manifest, Father, that joy within us, Father. Your word, Father. Your word made truth to us in joy, Lord. Your word made expressed to us in joy, Father. Your promises made full to us in joy this morning, Lord. Father, each promise, each seed of the kingdom of God, Father, each promise that we've been given, Father, we receive it as a seed, Father God, and we water it today with your joy. We water today with the faith, Father, that is embedded in joy. We water these seeds, Father, with joy. We rejoice, Father, for the kingdom, Father, of joy. Father, we rejoice for the kingdom of God in us, His righteousness, peace, and joy, Father. Righteousness, peace, and joy, Father. So we rejoice for the kingdom within us, Father. We rejoice in the fullness of that kingdom, Father God. We rejoice because it floods over, Father, and it, Father, and it covers the seed. It floods over and covers the seed. It protects the seed. It creates a faith around the seed, Father. Today, Father, we thank you for the manifestation of the seed, Father, through joy. The express deliverance of the seed through joy, Father God. The express nurturing, Father, and maturing of the seed of God, Father, through joy. We receive it, Lord. We receive it, Lord. We receive it, Lord. Let it be manifest in our expectancy. Let it be manifest in our discipline. Let it be manifest in our understanding. Let it be manifest in our faith and in our walk, Lord. Let the joy of the Lord be with us, Father. We thank you, Father, for the authority you've given to us over every circumstance through joy. We thank you for the authority you've given to us over every situation through your joy. We thank you, Father, for the authority you've given us to birth through joy, Father. To birth your seed, Father. To birth it and bring it into maturity. To see it and receive it, Father. To keep it, Father. And to make it manifest. We thank you, Lord. The kingdom of God is made manifest, Father. By the strength of your joy. By the strength of your joy, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Reveal to us who you are through this joy. Reveal to us who you are. Reveal to us your heart. Reveal to us your longing, Lord. Because you long to have us with you, Lord. And we have a great joy, Father, to be with you this day. We have a great joy to be with you and in your presence. Today. Today is our day of faith. Today is our day of faith. Today is a day of joy. Today is our day of faith to the Lord. Today is a day of joy. Today is the day we walk in it. Today is the day we walk in this faith. Today is the day we walk in the revelation of your joy, Father. Today we walk in the revelation of who you are, Father, as expressed in joy. Oh, Lord, let the pools of joy rise in the house. Let the pools of joy rise in the house. Let the pools of joy, Father, become a mighty tide and a mighty ocean in the house, Lord. Let the pools of joy, Father, begin to spread through the house, Father. Let it begin to spread through and touch, Father, all who enter this place, Father. All who would enter this sanctuary, Father. Let the pools of joy, Father, rise up, Father, and wash over them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let your salvation, Father, rise up in the tide of joy. Let your salvation be drawn up, Father, and drawn up, Father, and delivered through joy. Let the spools of salvation, Father, be drawn up, Father, and released through joy. Let, Father, the promises, Father, be released through joy today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just rejoice, Father. Father, you joy over us with singing today. You joy over us with singing today, and we open our hearts to receive your joy. We open our hearts to receive this rejoicing. We open our hearts to receive the goodness of your presence. We open our hearts to receive the fullness, Father, that is found in joy. Lord, your word says of your fullness we have all received, and Lord, today, Father, we stand in faith for it. Today we stand in faith to receive by your joy. Today, Father, we receive, Father. We receive the nurturing of joy. We receive the nurturing of your joy, Father. Today, Father, we receive the fullness, Father. The fullness of your order, the fullness of your plan, the fullness of your will is delivered through joy. Today we receive, Father. Those things that we have asked for, those things that we have placed before you, today we receive them with joy. We nurture them with joy. We call them forth with joy, Father. We have an expectancy set in joy, Father God. We see the manifestation by joy, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the wonder of your presence. For the might of your strength, the depth of your love. We receive, Lord. Today we receive. Today, Father, we understand the announcement of heaven, Father. The deliverer of heaven, Father. For your deliverer is joy. We receive, Father. For you deliver through joy. You bring us into freedom through joy. We walk free in joy. We stand in the faith of joy. We stand in the unity of joy. We stand, Father, in the oneness with you by joy. Thank you, Father, for a celebration in our heart by joy. A celebration of your goodness, a celebration of your wholeness, a celebration of this freedom, a celebration of this love, a celebration, Father, of your desire to be with us, Father. We celebrate this place, Father, by joy today. Manifest, Father. Make manifest your joy today. In each, Father, In each of these lives, Father, stir them in the innermost being, Father, in the innermost parts of their life, Father, by your joy today. Let it be a river rushing forth in their lives today. At the depth, Father, of your word. The depth of your word, Father, the hope of your promise, Father, overwhelm us in joy today. Father, we receive your love, Lord. Your love, Father, is indicated to us. It's made evident to us in joy. We receive this massive love. We receive this place of rejoicing that you have for us, Lord. Be magnified today. Be glorified this morning, Lord. Be glorified in our understanding, Lord. We receive your place of joy.